After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know I must be in my father's house?" I've always loved this story of teenage Jesus, maybe because I first really paid attention to it when I was a young teen myself, a long time ago. Jesus was young like I was back then, and his parents annoyed him back then, too. In this story, I hear my mom telling me to be sure to call when I arrived at the park for softball practice with a friend. I see my parents waiting up for me and my sister, really hoping we were safe, but seemingly more worried that we would violate curfew. As a teen, I always thought these parental worries were because they didn't think I was grown up enough to do things on my own. But it wasn't necessarily about me growing up at all. It was about them growing up in their parenthood. In a similar way, this gospel isn't just about Jesus growing up either. It's about Mary and Joseph growing up and coming to terms with what that will mean for their beloved boy and for the world. Growing up often means letting go of what was and where we were so we can be something new. With only a couple weeks left this Lent, have we become something new?
Years ago it all began with an angel in my dream. I took Mary as my wife, and we united in our holy virginity. Simeon and Anna announced his destiny. Who am I that God should be obedient to me? One day a carpenter's son will be nailed to a tree. 3 days ago I held my child's small hands, God's hands that made the morning. I am father to a king who has not come to rule the world.
Searching for change, calling out.
find Jesus teaching the elders who looked with wonder at his face. I ran to embrace him. Oh, son, why have you done this to us? We've been looking for you. We have been so anxious, so anxious, so anxious. Jesus turned and said, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that in my Father's house I'd be? You're the earthly Father. Sure.